systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamhole. Today is a Wednesday, September 29th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
Whoa.
My name is Matt.
Can we get that a little less squeaky?
My name is Matt. Yes, my name is Matt. What the fuck?
What's up? My name's Danny.
That's right. This
what
is episode 406.
406!
Motherfuckers, this is our area code episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the first episode that, hey, just me and you, babe.
Just me and you.
No Sean.
Back to the normal
No MDS,
life.
No Red Fox, no Nicole, no Bree.
You know, as amazing as it all was and how fun it was, you know, I'm actually pretty much glad it's over.
No, definitely. That's why we only do this once a year. You
right.
Know?
It's really cool and I love it, but, you know, that's a lot of... I get pulled in a lot of different directions for that whole week. You know, it's like...
Well, definitely. And between, you know, we don't...
Work, you know,
we have day jobs.
Shit. Yeah, and,
you wouldn't know it by how fucking broke we are, but we do have day jobs. You know,
yeah.
Thejamhole.com/donate. Help
please.
Us, please. We're drowning.
Please. Yes, I'm drowning. I might actually have to take out a payday
the sad
loan
thing
if
is,
you don't donate.
The sad thing is, like, I will not eat before I drop our server for the show or anything like
well,
that.
Well, you don't
like,
have to not eat. We know enough restaurant people.
That, too, that helps. But I'm saying, like, it's like the mother who's hooked on drugs that goes and buys drugs before she buys baby diapers.
Yeah.
Like, I'm that mother with the show being my baby. Like, I will
need
make
my crack first.
I will make the server payment before I, you know, pay people I owe money to or things like that. Like, I have to have this, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and you guys, like, have to have this.
Yeah.
So help me pay for this.
Well, and plus, like last night, you came to eat dinner over at Fat Boys, you know, where I work.
Right.
And I was like, babe, I was like, don't ever worry about going hungry. As long as you're with me, you'll never go hungry.
Well, yeah, between you and Anna's and, you know, rap and roll, Mike always hooks me up when I'm broke. Yeah,
that's what I do.
I'm friendly. I'm friends with everybody.
Yeah, and I'm friends with Anna's and stuff, you know, everybody over there. And I work at Fat Boys.
It's
and
good
fuck,
stuff.
I can still go up to Famous Dave's and get food if I feel like it.
Yeah, probably
shit like that. You know, I know enough people in the restaurant biz. I am Patty's Touchdown Lounge. I can still go over there, of course.
Yeah, right.
No. The guy that's running the kitchen is a guy I hired.
Oh, nice. So you guys are cool. As long as the manager's not there.
Yeah, he got fired.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Did we talk about that?
I don't know.
I think
he
might
went
have mentioned
nuts
it.
And bipolar shit and
right,
pushed
right,
out
okay.
a server in front of a table. And
nice.
Yeah, went completely apeshit. But yeah, we know enough
what's
restaurant
up
people
with
in this
people,
valley to not go hungry.
What's up with people that fire you getting fired? Like, what's
yeah,
up with that?
That? You notice that trend?
I do.
See, now you people might actually notice that it's not me that's really fucking up these
A couple
jobs.
Times it might have been you.
A couple times it might have been. But you know what?
For the most part.
For the most part, it's really asshole-ish management because...
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but the good jobs that I get, you know, that are really good and I have good people I'm working with, I stay there for a long time.
Until they hire somebody that fucks it, off.
Right.
Or like hire
Smokey's,
somebody that as a manager instead of promoting you to that
right,
position.
Right, right. See, like Smokey's Barbecue in Florida, dude, I stayed there forever. And the only reason I left is because they closed that restaurant down. Okay? And then Famous Dave's, I loved that job when I had... Michael Wojdalak, my kitchen manager. But he left and went to Bozeman, and I got a different KM, and I got a different fucking GM.
And that was the end of that.
And that was the end of that, right. And, you know, everywhere I've been, if it's good people, I stay for a long time, and everything's copacetic and wonderful. And as soon as I get an asshole boss, I don't take shit from nobody, okay?
That's right,
and
asshole
that's my
bosses.
Problem.
Listen up, asshole bosses.
That's
if you're
going to
hire her, she's not taking your shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is episode 406. We're in the 406,
but,
of course. 406-204-4687. You can call in now and tell Red Fox to go suck a dick, of course.
But anyway...
Thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at, of course.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
That's right.
Of course.
7 p.m. Specific, 10
p.m.
Eastern.
But yeah, so this job that I have now, super happy with it. Great people, easygoing shit. I do what I want. You know, you're going to have to pry me away with a crowbar to get me out of this fucking place.
So speaking of food, I totally forgot to mention this. You know, we have those pet spiders out there.
Right, right.
We have three now. Oh. One small tiger-striped orb weaver, and then two, one's gigantic.
Yeah, the one on the right.
A big fucking orb weaver. You guys saw that if you guys were up here, and I think the jamhole.com/Twitter, if you look at the TwitPic account for the jamhole, or my Facebook page, I think in the pictures, I send my mobile pictures to both. There's a picture of the spider there. And, yeah, so the other day we were out there just hanging out, me and Nicole and Sean and I think Red Fox was there. And MD, I don't know. There was a bunch of people here. And we're like, man, I really want to see this fucker eat something. Because he's huge, dude. He's a big spider. I think it's a she, pardon me. But she's fucking huge. And so we're looking around, like, for stuff to feed this spider.
Yeah.
And we find stink bugs and shit, but no one wants to touch them because they fucking stink, right?
Well, yeah.
There's the old school Starburst mystery flavor. Stink bug. So Nicole finds a daddy long legs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no fucking way a spider is going to eat another spider.
Bullshit.
Plus, daddy long legs are really poisonous to other insects. So she
tossed... Did you check on your spider?
She tossed him in there.
Uh-huh.
And holy shit, a split second, the orb weaver was on it, web around it, and we watched it. Dude, nature is a cruel bitch when you're a spider. And that thing just fucking destroyed the daddy long legs. Like, it had it wrapped up and was eating it in, like, under 10 seconds. Well, I've never seen that happen
before. I've been seeing commercials for an encore of life. It's basically just, it's on the Discovery Channel, and it's, like, up close, in-depth, personal fucking, like, look at our life. Look at these animals and all this shit. And dude, some of the still like slow shots that they got in that commercial were just completely mesmerizing. Like watching a frog, you know, try and get a fucking fly.
Yeah, with its tongue
right,
all slow down.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Watching hippos fucking, you know, do the mouth thing and like try to eat each other and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. It looks amazing. So that's, I want to watch that. That's going to be on Sunday night at like 8 or 9 o'clock or whatever.
Nice.
But the only downfall is that it's narrated by Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's the only gay part about it. But I'm totally interested in the rest of it.
I'm not aiming.
I watched a monkey like break some other animal.
Maybe
Oprah with a rock.
Maybe Oprah can narrate how the animal kingdom should stop vaccinating themselves.
Right.
Or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, but I love that type of shit, dude. Watching nature in its fucking
I was just
finest.
Blown away because, like, this is our pet spider. And I know now that if we were betting...
Spiders kick ass, man.
This one does. This one whooped that other spider's ass. Daddy long legs, no match for an orb weaver. We now know.
Not if it gets in its web, but I'm sure
we
kinda
just
has its own sense and is like, you know, I'm not going to go fuck with that big ass spider in its
web.
Well,
clearly the daddy long legs was on the other side of the deck while the orb weavers kind of took up under the raft.
Taking up the quarter of the deck.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm seeing more and more of them, like little baby ones. And they're all getting their little sections in the post. There's
a family.
I know. It's our family.
She's starting.
I'm
going to
go out there in the morning and it's going to say stupendous or some shit like that. That'd be so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Our own little Charlotte. Fuck yeah.
Wow, that'd be pretty cool. Or if you just said the jam hole or like had like a little.
Yeah.
Go leave a sticker out by the picnic table.
Copy
maybe it'll make the symbol, at least.
That'd be great.
That would be so fucking cool.
But yeah, I totally forgot to mention that. There's a few things I'm sure I forgot to talk about during the live show, the 404 app. Speaking of, I got all the pictures up.
Hoorah!
Fuck, that took me a long time.
I'm a little disappointed. There's not enough pictures of me in a dress. I'm kind of sad.
Really? You know what's funny?
What?
I was going through all the pictures, and I have my pictures that I took, which
right.
I usually don't, but... I did. And MDS pictures and then Nicole's pictures. And I looked through MDS's pictures and more of them are of you than of like anything else. And then you look at like Nicole's pictures and it's like scenery and shit. So you can tell
she was,
that
she was hanging out with Bree in the beginning
right.
and like, you know, doing the camping thing. And
but you
that.
Can tell that like MDS had been here already because if you go back to the 250 show,
uh-huh.
the jamhole.com/250, if you want to see the slideshows for those. It's a lot of like scenery and stuff
yeah,
and then
yeah.
you know pictures of you and I thought that
pictures
was pretty awesome.
Us.
But I sort them by photographer, and then what I do is make a slideshow for each album. Each album mm-hmm. is one for me, one for Nicole, one for MDS. And then I embed all three slideshows on the page. So you can stare at this one spot on the screen and see all three albums all at once because they cycle at different times. Really
cool. That's really cool.
And they're all kind of in the order of things. So you'll see, like, MDS's picks of, you know, the Vortex, and then right. Nicole's picks of the Vortex. Like, I really like it that way. So
that's really cool.
If you want to see the actual albums and the large pictures, you know, I did some photo editing. Like, they look really nice. Got some good black and whites
you
in there.
You did good work,
nice,
sir.
I do amazing photo work. thejamhole.com/picks, P-I-C-S. That'll take you to the Jamhole Picasa photo gallery with everything we've ever, you know, used for pictures. If you just want to see the slideshows for the 250 show, it's thejamhole.com/250, or for the 404, of course, /404. So those are all up there. I captioned as many of them as I could, but like I said, towards the end of the night, I was just like, fuck. I'm
well,
so tired.
Who, let's see. The last album that you put up for the 404 thing. Whose was that? I think it's you because there's a
mine was
couple
first.
Self shots.
I did mine first, and then I think I put MDS's and then Nicole's. But if you go to slash
who
picks,
was taking pictures of us during the live show with your camera?
Probably Big Chris from the restaurant.
Okay, because he got the most amazing shot out of all the pictures I have seen.
Well, it is a good camera. But yeah, he did. He did take some good pictures.
He got the exact moment where I asked you to marry me.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
No, that's the only picture I've seen where it's just you can see I'm into the mic asking
ring
you, and
out.
Then the ring out, and
nice.
You're kind of spacey. Like that is the coolest fucking picture I have ever seen. Like that is just fucking amazing. I
Burger
am super
Burger
happy
wants
for that.
To know: did he get an upskirt of Danny?
A what?
Probably. If you look, I'm sure there's some video of it, which I'm about halfway done getting the video up to McNally. So again, a huge thanks to him for editing that. KeithKurge.com if you want to check out his podcast. Very good stuff. Amazing video editor. Amazing. So I got all the pictures to him. I got all of the bullshit video from the week, and then I got the Evrio video of the show up to him. So after the show, I'll start on the HD and then the mini DV, and then that'll be that. So I'm very excited to see this, and this will be cool because we did way more than what we did last year, like as far as entertaining you guys. Like we did a rap show, so
yeah.
There's video of that. We did, you know, the hot springs, there's video of that. So I think he'll put it all in one nice fluid video, and the show was great. Like everything was just awesome. So thank you guys
yeah.
again. You guys really made that, you know, as much fun as it was.
God,
so.
And I gotta say, my hair looked good.
Your hair did look good.
I'm very, very proud of that. Last
I gotta
year,
say,
I
though,
hat, so.
When you first came out and you had that bullshit all over your face.
I hated that,
what the
dude.
Fuck was that?
I hated that.
I hated that. I hated looking
I fixed
at that.
It very fast.
You ripped him the fuck. What was that
did.
Shit?
Well,
and
I.
And whose stupid idea was that? Because that was
mine.
Terrible.
It was mine,
it was
but
terrible.
I had a good feeling I was going to rip them off.
Yeah, as soon as you came out and I completely laughed at you?
No, after they started poking me in the eye. They were
oh,
fake
right.
eyelashes, and they had little gems on them, and my dress had gems on them, and I was
yeah,
like,
no,
cool.
Yeah, no, that was gaudy
maybe,
as
yeah,
fuck.
I didn't think they would be that
gaudy?
Bad. I thought they would be more subtle.
Babe.
Type of deal.
Gaudy as fuck.
Yeah, I noticed.
Holy
so,
shit.
But I did a really good job on my toes fixing that shit. So.
Yeah, yeah.
You have any idea how much shit was on my face
oh,
and
yeah.
I rip off
oh
redo.
Yeah I saw it and I was like wow
but it looked good though I did good
after right
after and my hair looked fucking great dude I'm
not
so
bad
happy.
Not bad
so for having short hair I know you like long hair and everything it's
well just
pretty,
just to
good.
Hold on to while I'm fucking that's all
well
other
there's still
that,
enough
I,
there
other than that I give a fuck
there's still enough there to hold on to right
sure
I like it like this, though. It's really comfortable. And
well, and now
really
I don't even hold on to hair. I just
it's
hold
total
on to
girl
your,
haircut.
I just
too.
Hold on to your neck now. Strangle the shit out of you.
Yeah, you do that.
I do.
You
do
actually,
that.
From behind, you put me in a chokehold.
Fucking A. That's how we do it up
it's,
her.
It's pretty good.
That's right.
It's good shit.
So, I saw a pretty awesome car dealership sign. I was up in Polson today, and they have this big billboard. For this car dealership.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the top of the billboard, it's like default Photoshop blast shape.
Uh-huh.
Like the big, like jagged edges, like a thought bubble kind of, but with real sharp edges. And inside it says, get her done. Like G-I-T, you know, get her done.
Get her done!
Right. And so, first of all, I was thinking, why haven't you gotten sued for that? Like, can you do that? That's kind of a trademark tagline, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then again, the guy that came up with that might not have been smart enough to trademark it, so.
Yeah.
But then I got to thinking, what exactly are we getting done here? It's a car dealership. What am I getting done here? I'm getting in debt. I'm buying probably a piece of shit that's not going to last more than, you know, a month or two. Like, what are we getting done? Totally fuck
life?
Up your credit.
I don't
get
know.
Her done. Yeah. It's a redneck car dealership. I'm never buying a car from there just because you thought it would be clever to say get her done. It's a car dealership. If it was a whorehouse, sure. Get her done. Fuck yeah. I'm buying a car.
But not a car.
You guys are annoying as fuck to begin with. I go in there and it's people constantly, oh, what can we do to get you into this? You can leave me the fuck
alone.
How about that for starters? You can drop the price down about $5,000
because right?
We know that that ain't worth shit and then we'll get her done. But I don't know. I just thought that was kind of retarded for a car dealership. Get her done,
that
guys.
That is pretty
get
stupid.
Her done.
It's
yeah.
Like the wacky wailing, fleeing, and
yeah, yeah. It's that bullshit.
Wacky,
it's just dumb
inflatable arm man.
It's dumb advertising that people just think are so clever. And oh, this is really gonna boost your numbers. People are gonna come in and they're gonna see that and they're gonna relate to that because everyone else is a stupid hick idiot. And they'll buy your cars.
I'm sorry. That's what people do, dude. People are like, oh, man, that's so cool because I saw that comedy act and
I got her
I
done.
I
want
to go do it.
No, you didn't even get her done completely. You got her, like, halfway done. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I was listening to Big Mouth today, and they were kind of talking about people and, you know, sex and stuff. And I got to thinking, is there
what?
Any such thing as an unfuckable person?
Yes.
Really? Because I don't think there is. I think no matter how ugly a guy is, there will be a girl that will fuck him. Or,
wait, there
matter,
is such thing as an unfuckable person.
Well,
think
if
about
you
people
don't
in
have
war
a,
accidents that have no penis.
Right, okay. If you don't have a dick, you are unfuckable. Okay.
No,
or
no.
You are unfuckingable.
You can do ass
sex. You can't fuck. You can get fucked.
Right,
you
right.
Are fucked-able, but you are not fuckable. You are not fucking
sure.
A bull.
Okay, right.
But, so, there is somebody out there for everybody, right? For the most part.
Right.
Maybe, you know, there's a couple people out there for me. Maybe nobody out there for you.
Whoa,
it all evens
dude.
Out, though, right?
There's a lot of people out there for me, brosif.
Really?
Yeah, there
okay.
Are.
Well.
But I don't want them.
That's right.
Right.
None of them match up to this beast of a
that's
man.
That's right.
This bestiality
you
of a man.
You came in for dinner last night after you left. The girl at the bar came back. She's like, oh my God, is that the fiance?
He's so hot.
And I was like, yeah, that's him. She's like, oh, he's so cute. He's kind of short, but he's so cute.
Like wiping her mouth like, oh, he is? I'm sorry, because I totally just got done blowing him in the bathroom.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't ever say that.
Inappropriate.
No, but she was like.
Finance. You're
she
my
thought
finance-y.
You were cute, so.
Well, that's good.
Short, but cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think you're cute.
Everyone just asks me, like, who the new dude in town is. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Daniel. He'll be running things pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm engaged to Daniel.
That's right, no big deal. Just waiting on that same-sex marriage ban to get uplifted.
You know.
You know what I mean. But, yeah, they were saying that, you know, there are unfuckable people or something. Like I forget, really. But I was thinking that, you know, there's always going to be someone worse off, always.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be an ugly person for that ugly chick, or even, you know, maybe some good-looking people are into, you know, tagging ugly chicks or vice versa.
Right, like I used to be a chubby chaser. I bet you some of those guys I screwed back in the day would never had the chance of getting with a hot chick. You
right.
Know, they'd have been having to do the whole chubby on chubby thing, and that's just wrong.
I know it. That's how house fires start.
I know.
All that grease just whoosh, up in flames.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, dude. Ew.
Well, yeah. Big news today in the comedy world. You guys hear that Greg Giraldo's dead.
Yeah, we just noticed that. And how did you find that out?
Actually, I saw it.
Not a news feed.
I saw it on Twitter that Big Mouths was giving his condolences to Jesse Joyce about losing a good friend. I was like, who did Jesse lose?
And then you look at
trending
topics.
And then I scrolled down a little bit, and RIP Greg Giraldo is in a trending topic. And he was pretty young. He was 44 years old.
That is pretty young.
And what's kind of sad is that it took him... He had to die before he became a trending topic on mm-hmm. Twitter. And that kind of sucks, you know? Because he was really fucking funny.
Yeah.
Him and Jesse Joyce on those...
I watched a couple of his YouTube clips on his roasts and shit. They were good.
Yeah, the roast writing he did was great. His stand-up was great. I mean, he was just an angry, funny guy, you know, but he did a lot of drugs.
I love that in one of the little interviews, they're like, so what's your fountain of youth? What makes you feel younger? He's like,
cocaine.
Cocaine. Cocaine.
Interesting, Greg. Interesting.
It's like, okay, that works. Cocaine makes me feel younger, too. Makes me feel a lot of things, but...
Did you know he used to be a lawyer?
No, I can see that.
I did not know that at all.
I can see that.
Yeah, it says here... He's very witty,
quick. Very, very witty. On his toes. I could see how that would be...
Good for a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Lawyering, yeah. Lawyer turned comic Greg Giraldo died yesterday at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, 5 days after a prescription drug overdose.
Five days.
So you survived the overdose and you were in the hospital and then you died in the hospital?
Yes.
Like, did the overdose do irreparable damage to your internal organs?
That could
perhaps?
Be possible, but, you know, I was talking to you before the show. This is kind of what happened to my uncle in the hospital here recently. Okay. They had given him, okay, he's already on Percocet, also on Oxycontin 80s. He's, you know, on all of these fucking medications. And he's also on Abilify, which is a antidepressant or whatever,
right.
I think. And then he couldn't sleep for a while. So his doctor gave him Valium. All right.
Give me the Valium, Alley-oop.
And this is a normal combination of medications that, you know, a normal doctor gives to people. And it's okay. And it doesn't really bother him. Well, with some people, it doesn't mix right. Well,
right. Everybody's body is different. You never
right.
know how everyone's going to react to everything.
I noticed that, you know, he was acting really weird. And I was like, all right, this Valium's not doing you any good. I'm taking it away from you. And I did. Okay, I took it away from him. 5 days later, he's still acting like the Valium is fucking him up.
Wow.
So I was confused as fuck. And that's when I took him into the hospital. And what we found out is that he had OD'd. He was ODing on the Valium. Because
nice.
Of the combination with the Abilify.
Right.
And basically what it did, the Abilify and the Valium together made his, what is it? Your
liver.
Liver, right. It's your liver, and it made his liver stop working correctly. So, in turn, his liver held the Valium in his system.
It wasn't processing it
right.
the way it normally would,
no.
so it built up in your system, getting to that lethal dose.
Even if he was taking the medication properly, which I don't know if he was or not... You know, even, you know, just taking one when you're supposed to, or however the fuck, it was just building up and
right.
building up.
It wasn't
and building
leaving
up.
His system. And, you know, pills like that have an LD50, a lethal dose or whatever.
Right.
You know, but so if you build up a certain amount, it will kill
dude,
you.
Dude, 6 days after he took his last Valium, he was still ODing.
Wow.
Because of
plus,
the toxic amount he had in his liver.
Plus,
at that time.
Valium has a really long half-life, I think. It's not methadone long, but it's got a decent half-life. All benzodiazepines have a good half-life to them. So you take, let's say has a 10-hour half-life. You take 10 milligrams. In 10 hours, you still have 5 in you. So if you take another 10, now you have 15 in you. And you can see how... It can compound like that. Plus, if your body's not doing what it's supposed to, it'll build up quicker.
But yeah, so I think maybe, you know, 5 days later after an overdose, you could still die if your liver's not working properly and flushing the shit out of your system.
But in a hospital, like, that's...
Well, I mean, my uncle went into fucking a coma because the doctors were idiots and kept giving him the same medications and they didn't realize what they were doing before it was too late. He was in a fucking medically induced coma... On the doctor's fault. Oops. Okay. Sometimes they don't catch it. They don't realize what's going on
before
it happens.
They're just people. You
right.
know? They make mistakes. We all fuck up.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is actually, that's the second time that his doctor has put him in a medically induced coma.
Nice.
And almost killed him. He's not allowed.
He should get a punch card.
Right. He's not allowed to take Neurontin anymore. Right. And that's a blood thinner thing, I think.
Sure.
But yeah, that reacts with his other medications completely wrong too and fucked him up like that.
You know what's really super sad about this, besides the fact that it took him to die to be a trending topic on Twitter?
What?
It says here, the 44-year-old entertainer, best known as, not for his brilliant stand-up, not for his brilliant roast writing, best known as a judge on NBC's Last Comic Standing.
Whoa.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's not
fucking
cool.
You had an amazing career, and you're known for that bullshit? That show... Come on, crap. Dude,
that's not cool.
If I wasn't dead, I would kill myself, Greg, because of that. Aww. That sucks. He had been scheduled to perform at the Stress Factory, a little irony for you, in New Brunswick. He did not arrive for a September 25th show. Because he was up here with the jam hole getting fucked up, son. We might have killed Greg Giraldo.
Oh, shit.
And I'm sorry.
A year after it? Okay, never mind.
Yeah. And was found unresponsive that night in his hotel room, not in Montana. The New York native then was taken to the Robert Wood Johnson Hospital. Giraldo was a regular on Comedy Central annual roast, mocking such figures as Joan Rivers, William Shatner, and Flava Flav.
Wow, man.
This is just a horrible article. Like, all of the things I would not want to be. Like, his roasts are good, but don't put his name next to Flava Flav. Like, yeah. Come on, dude. Have a little fucking respect.
No kidding, man.
The cable network issued a statement last night, quote, "The tragic news of Greg's passing hits us very, very hard. Greg has been," like his one of his punchlines. Come on.
Oh.
Greg has been a member of the Comedy Central family for years, injecting his energy and wicked sense of humor into countless projects. The comedy community lost a brother today. Our thoughts are with his family. So, pretty crazy, man. I was really blown away to see that.
Yeah, and then what did we do? We looked up, you're like, how old was Chris Farley when he died? And I was thinking he was like 38 to like 42 or some shit. I didn't realize Chris Farley was 33 when he died.
Yeah, he was young, but he was a big fat fucker, and he liked
doing
his drugs.
Yeah, doing a bunch of coke and crack and shit like that, when you're that big, yeah, you're susceptible to fucking heart failure and shit.
Right.
Why do you think my uncle has congestive heart failure?
Right.
CHF. Because
he's a big fat fuck.
No, on his way up here from Florida, he actually OD'd on crack.
I'm just kidding, Wayne. You're a large man.
No, he did a lot.
He used to be a little crackhead, huh?
Yeah,
a little crackhead
he freebased crack.
I'm sure he really appreciates
coke,
you
blah,
putting
blah.
That out on the internet.
Dude, everybody here knows that my family has issues, okay? We all have addictive personalities. We all did something that fucked our lives.
Why don't you
at
get addicted to why don't you get addicted to something good like this dick?
I'm addicted to you already.
Not me. No. This dick. I don't give a fuck about me. It's the dick that needs to be pleased. This just in. Women
are you complaining about... Oh.
Women are addicted to spunk.
What?
One of our listeners sent this to us. Most men have probably tried pretty much every trick in the book to get a lady to skip the saran wrap during sex and go the unprotected route. Once they're both cleared of any and all STDs, of course, right? Yeah, right. I've never actually had to. The most it's taken me was, I don't have any condoms.
Yeah.
Legs open, in it to win it.
That's pretty much all I ever have to do. I'm like,
And I'm sure guys are much more...
I'm allergic to latex.
The bullshit. I'm sure guys are much more easily persuaded to just bareback that shit, unless, you know, they see sores all over the girl or something smells way wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But I think girls, like, they're harder to convince because vaginas, a very, very gentle, sensitive mechanism that you have down there, you know. You get a little poop in there and bam, you got an infection.
Yeah.
You get a little dick to ass to
That's
mouth
why
to
when
pussy.
When I had that kidney infection... You know, and a kidney infection is really, really close to a bladder infection, okay? It's almost the same thing, but it's a different type of feeling. But anyway, one of the first questions they asked me, they said, they're like, now which way do you go when you wipe after going to the bathroom. And
front
I'm like,
to
what?
Back, duh.
They're like, do you go back to front or front to back? I'm like, that is a common sense question.
I
unless
just
you
remember
live in, like, the third world country where you're wiping with your hand. I don't understand how you would even think about wiping shit in your goddamn vagina.
I just remember from that NoFX song. I always wipe back to front because I don't want a bladder infection.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way I remember it. It'll feel better for both of us. We don't need one if you really love me. I can pull out. It will feel so much better, .. for me. But we bet this is one most haven't tried before. My spunk is way good for your mental health, baby. Do you know that?
Really?
This shit right here will make you a genius. A bona fide genius. Fuck yeah. Did you?
I think I did, but that was a long time ago. It was like,
well, I don't know how to fix it right now, so. Or hold on.
It was like 2 weeks ago, and I thought I was kicking and not banning.
Okay.
I'm not used to this shit yet.
Try now. Well, how about you don't do any banning unless I tell you to?
When you completely hate on the host and co-host of
the
show, why do you even fucking watch?
Who cares? You're a cunt. She's a cunt. Okay? That's that. You're both cunts.
All right, well...
So when two... Listen.
No,
cunt,
fuck you. Stop
listen,
ripping
cunt,
into my ass here.
When both cunts get together...
I'll ban the bitch.
They make a mega cunt.
All right. Then
and when there's too many
banned.
Mega cunts in one area, there's problems.
Well, I'd just rather her listen to the audio later than just be in here.
Hey, who cares?
Shit.
It's a free country. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. As long as she's not spamming.
As long as I don't ban her.
How about I ban you? Then what?
Find another co-host.
Sean!
He's leaving.
Come here.
Oh,
he's still here now. Anyway, how about just don't ban people that listen to the show? We actually are trying to get listeners, not get rid
of. I don't
of.
Even understand why she listens to the show. She
because
hates
she
on
enjoys
it so much.
It. She enjoys hating on us.
I don't get it.
You
if
won't.
If you have so much hate in something, you just get so disgusted and despised about some things. Why even bother, man?
Because
either don't participate in the live shit and just listen later and
oh,
bitch
you
to
have,
yourself.
You have rules now for how people can listen to the show? That's retarded.
People like that, it's like, damn, man. I don't know.
Who cares?
Just, every other time I fucking see the chick, she's saying something
so ignore
horrible.
It.
Or
you can't
whatever.
Ignore it?
I don't know.
You're
I was
a child
drinking.
Too.
I do remember now. I was drinking and I was aggravated and she pissed me off and I was like, fuck this. I don't even want to deal with her anymore. I thought I kicked her out. I didn't know I banned her. This thing's awkward, so... I was my
Burger
bad.
Says even the other show has haters that listen live. Everything has haters. Everything. Every facet of your life, you will have haters. That's just how it is. People hate. I hate. You hate. That's just how it goes. If you don't like it, just fucking ignore it. You don't have to be a dumb bitch and ban shit. Like, who cares?
Well, I thought I had just kicked her. I was trying to give her the hint,
well,
like,
hey,
shut up, stop being a bitch,
okay.
And fuck
apology
off.
Apology accepted.
Yeah, whatever.
Drink some sperm.
Not
it's
really
good
apologizing.
For you. Drink
for
some
anything.
Semen. It's good for you.
Yeah.
A study by the State University of New York surveyed almost 300 college-age hoes to find that women who routinely had unprotected sex grew increasingly depressed as more time elapsed between intercourse sessions. Women who had regular safe sex with condoms did not provide the same results of depression. On the flip side, those who don't wrap up their partners and have unprotected sex on a regular basis are less likely to commit suicide or suffer from depression as their counterparts having sex with condoms.
Well, see, I think the reason why there is because as a woman having sex with a man, if you've been in a relationship for a good little while, say the chick's on birth control and you're still using condoms, you know, and a lot of people do just for that extra protection or whatever.
Or, you know what? Some
no,
guys, a lot of guys use condoms because it makes them last longer. And they can't, like, if they go bareback, they blow their load in like a minute. But if
yeah.
they put a condom on, they
yeah.
can actually have sex like a normal
yeah, it'll
human
last
being.
And I've had guys with that before. Like, you know,
right.
they just... One pump and dump.
See, if I'm gonna have sex with like a totally hot chick and I know I'm gonna just blow my load all over the place, I'll just do some drugs that I know will
counteract
that. I may not come at all, but I will fucking wreck that shit for a good 2.5-3 hours. So
yeah, but I think what it is, though, is women in a relationship that are having sex with condoms feel that their man isn't showing them enough, or isn't, you know, they don't feel as wanted as they should because they want to be touched by their man. They don't want to touch plastic. You know what I mean? It's the sensual, I'm
well,
touching
and that's,
you.
That's fine, but then on the flip side, if you get knocked up, we are having an abortion, so you better be
right.
Cool with that.
That's totally cool, but you know, what I'm saying is for other chicks is what their mental issue and the depression thing
right.
is because that they feel like their man is like, no, I don't want to put my raw dick inside you. And that's a fucking burn, man. Chicks are like, I want to be, they want that intimacy. They want to be able to feel you, not
even
come.
Further, the women having unprotected sex were more likely to seek out new partners and initiate sex soon after a relationship has ended. So what does it all mean? The translation from the researchers, women are biologically addicted to jizz, which is a mood-elevating drug for females, and go through periods, haha, of withdrawal, haha, without it. Crazy, huh? I don't think it's not the biologically addicted to jizz. Women are designed to have babies.
Yeah.
Your internal organs, that's what they're there for.
Right.
You have an internal clock that's like, yo, we got to start having some babies ASAP. And the only way to do that is via the semen. So
right.
I think through a you know, side channel, they're addicted to jizz. I think what they're really addicted to is getting knocked up. And the attention that goes along with, oh, you're having a baby. Oh, that's so.
Yep.
Let me pretend to be nice to you for a while until you have the baby and you can't lose that weight and no one likes you anymore. Or you got a big fucking kangaroo pouch on the front of your fucking gut. That is so disgusting.
So as soon as I can get a tumor
that is
in
so
my right
disgusting.
Ovary.
Disgusting.
That would be wonderful.
Have you ever seen that before?
What?
Stretch marks like that?
Yeah.
That look, that's so gross.
Yep.
Ugh.
Yeah,
that will blow a boner like no.
Yeah, you know, a lot of my
business.
Friends are like, "Oh, you're gonna have kids and blah blah." I'm like,
no.
"Why would I wreck this god awful, awesome, beautiful body
Wait,
of mine?"
Is it god awful or
god awfully
awesome?
Beautiful?
Wow.
Yes. Why would I wreck this body? Why would I fuck up this body? I'm already pissed that I have two little
the
scars
drugs
on my
gonna
gut.
Fuck it up as is. You don't need
not
that
nearly
help.
As fast as a baby would.
Fuck no.
But, dude, I'm already pissed off I have two little scars from my surgery.
Burger you says, know? I'm glad I can blow my load and keep on going. I'm good like that. I can blow a few loads and keep on going. So I would be really good for chicks. Nice.
Nice. Good
Let them
know.
Know.
Good to know. But, yeah, dude, I would not ruin my body with having a child. I
That's
respect
I would not ruin my life
a body.
With having it. Fuck the body.
Right,
I would
right.
not ruin my fucking life
And having
right
a
now.
Child via a vaginal birth.
Sure. It would
you
be
wrecked,
fun.
Dude, from my guy friends, okay, that I've known for a long time.
Warm
that have children.
Jar.
They will straight up tell me it will never be the same again. No matter how many kegels or whatever the fuck y'all do or squats and shit to get your shit to snap back, it don't work.
Adam fucking Langer described it back when we were in high school as fucking a jar of warm mayonnaise.
Ugh.
That's what it's like having sex with a girl that's had kids.
Well, it can't be that loose. I'm sure some other women get a little bit tighter than that, but
no, they're all pretty much like that.
Just super loose after they have a kid?
Pretty much.
I can't believe that they'd be super
sometimes,
loose. Some of them
sometimes,
can probably do a good job and get back to, you know,
mm-mm.
like, maybe she hasn't had a kid or whatever, mm-mm. but
sometimes I'll put mayonnaise in there just to tighten it up a little because it's so loose.
A Justin fan says, I disagree. I have had sex with many women who have kids.
I'm sorry. That sucks
One,
for you,
I
dude.
Couldn't even fit in. See, I'm telling you, you know, some of them
no,
can get back to a normal way, but it's not going to be the same as before.
I'm going to have to call bullshit on that. Oh, she was only 5'2", and the baby probably was a preemie.
Pound.
A preemie, probably. Or C-section. Sometimes, you know, it won't wreck the vagina if there's a C-section done. Then
yeah.
it just wrecked the gut even more. Now it's all stretched
Actually,
out and it's got a scar.
Having
on it.
A C-section Sweet. Nowadays is only like a 2-inch incision. Seriously.
How do they yank a baby out of that?
They do.
Wow.
How'd they yank a tumor out of an incision this big on me?
Well, they fucking drained it. You're not going to drain the baby.
You squash it and pull it out.
Could you drain the baby and then, like, refill it? That'd
well,
be
no.
Awesome.
You know how a baby, when it comes out, its skull plates shift, and so that's why they come out cone-headed, because they're coming out of the canal and shit?
I would keep going with that. I'd put them on, like, one of those pottery wheels. I'd see what I could get out of that. Make a little ashtray, maybe a little cup holder, a bong. Who knows?
Well, anyway, what I'm saying is their head plates shift to make it into a cone head, so their circumference is smaller to come out anyway.
Right.
So they use that in the C-section process also. So they only have to make an incision about like 2.5 inches wide to get those out now. Ashley, who had a C-section with twins, her scar is tiny.
Hmm.
Like you can barely even tell she had a C-section. She takes pride in that, very much pride. She's like, this vagina is still in pristine condition. It's pretty cool.
It's a good thing.
If I ever had to have a kid,
I'll adopt.
That's the way I would go.
I'll take somebody else's unwanted child. That'd be fun, like, when I'm older and totally fucking rich.
I would only adopt
rich.
A child if it were, like, already, like, 5 and potty trained.
I'm thinking, like, 14. And like already
that's
going to school.
Adopting a friend.
Exactly. I'm going to just start adopting listeners, fans.
Oh,
you can live
God.
Here, but you have to listen to our podcast.
Oh, God.
We
hey,
might
we
talk
could do
about
that and
you.
Get money from the state. Mad.
True that. We might talk about you a little bit, but it's all in good fun. Mommy and daddy fun. Kind of love you. Mommy and daddy love you more than your real mommy and daddy did.
Oh,
obviously.
God. You want to smoke some pot? No.
So, wait, back up. We're not exactly arguing that this doesn't sound absolutely awesome, but it also seems like a lofty conclusion to jump to. Women who don't use condoms are happier than those who do. Women who don't use condoms and go for extended periods of time without sex get depressed. Women who don't use condoms in their relationships then suddenly get out of the relationship, go on the hunt for a new unsafe sex partner. Ergo, semen is crack for the female brain. Condoms aren't the greatest thing in the world. Amen to that.
Yep.
But they are the greatest thing in the world. No, I'm going to go with your first sentence. If everyone's been tested and some form of birth control is available and discussed, it's not the worst idea in the world to explore the raw dog option.
Dude, well, I'm on
but
birth control, and
better,
that's great.
Better so. To have your girl be allegedly a little depressed and unpregnant than to have the both of you be a lot depressed and a lot pregnant and STD-ridden.
Right.
So, hang tight, haha, on that collective fist pump to the researchers in New York, dudes. She may be allegedly and unknowingly craving that elixir of life in your pants. But once you unleash it, with great power comes great
responsibility.
Of course. Thank you. Fucking clever writers. So, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Got a little geeky fucking science news I really wanted to talk about. I just saw this on the Twitter feed, funny enough.
All right.
Not a trending topic, but they apparently found, and this is like fresh off the press, so I don't know how tested this is. I don't know how... Right. Apparently, first potential habitable planet announced. Dateline, 2010. As soon as you read these words, when the news embargo lifts, the media worldwide are going to light up, haha, with the discovery of the first potentially habitable planet beyond Earth.
Oh my God!
Quote, this is both an incremental and a monumental detection, sums up Sarah Seeger, an exoplanet specialist at MIT. Many planets nearly like this one have already been found. So everyone in the exoplanet community was expecting a discovery like this any day now. What's special about this planet is that it orbits in the star's Goldilocks temperature zone. You know what that is, right? It's not too hot, it's not too cold.
Right.
Earth and Mars kind of are in our star's Goldilocks zone, our sun.
Right, right.
So this one is orbiting a different sun. Not, you know, our sun, obviously.
Not ours, a different
one. Right, and
one.
It is in that same zone, which is key.
Cool.
That's where they start looking for these planets that we might be able to one day inhabit.
Well, yeah.
They look for that Goldilocks zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I think that's, that zone also is part of the Drake equation for finding about how many alien civilizations are out there. You know, you take how many stars there are, how many stars have planets around them, how many planets are in that zone that can support life and all that. It's a huge equation.
Right,
but
right.
Pretty cool stuff, though. Definitely. Even if such a discovery was expected, this is the one that will forever go into the record books. The planet, Gliese 581G, it's G-L-I-E-S-E, one of at least six low-mass worlds orbiting the dim red dwarf star Gliese 581, just 20 light-years away in Libra.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome. The orbits were teased apart from the 240 high-precision radial velocity measurements spanning 11 years, tracking the tiny gravitational wobbles that the planets induce in the star. And see, that's the only way they can really do it right now. I mean, they have a couple ways, but the wobble method, I forget what it's actually called, but they look, and as the sun, or as the planet orbits around the sun, or its, you know, orbital star or whatever, you can't see the planet itself, but you can see the wobbles that it creates with its gravity, and that's how they know there's something there, even if they can't see it. It's really cool, actually. I thought that was pretty neat. Oh, Lyrical cool. In the chat, he says, is that Planet X, Lyrical? No.
No!
You know you can... whatever. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought that was pretty neat. The star Gliese 581 is a dim M3 dwarf with about a third the sun's diameter, a third the sun's mass, and 1.3% of the sun's energy output. Although it's one of our near-stellar neighbors, it shines at only magnitude 10.6, is visible in most amateur telescopes, but not binocs. So.
Lyrical says it's 1.5 times bigger than the Earth, and it orbits a red sun.
That's what I said, thank you.
Oh, well, whatever. I was reiterating it.
Awesome. Yeah, pretty cool, man. Definitely cool. I hope one day we can actually, you know, get up in there.
Red Fox says that's what Nicole said about me, 1.5 times bigger than the Earth.
You know what else she said about you?
Let's not go there.
Well, the new planet has between 3.1 and 4.3 Earth masses based on its gravitational effect and an upper limit set by orbital stability of the whole system. It is probably mostly rock and iron, just like Earth, that would give it a diameter of 1.2 to 1.4 times Earth's diameter, allowing for stronger gravity to compress the interior more. So,
cool.
And this kind of just goes on about, but yeah, I'll put a link to this in the show notes.
That's pretty cool,
pretty
though.
Pretty fucking cool.
That's really awesome.
Definitely. So.
Fuck yeah.
Moving on here, this is pretty awesome. You know how radio stations always do dumb gimmicky games. Hold your Wii for a Wii. They got in trouble because a lady died because of that.
Yeah.
They do just dumb retard. They make prank calls. Okay. This one is pretty fucking over the top. And I think they should get in trouble for this. So, it is the mistake that he will see staring back at him from the mirror every single day for the rest of his life. I want to introduce you all to a friend of mine. His name's David Jonathan Winkleman.
Okay.
He's a 48-year-old from Iowa who is bitterly regretting ever listening to radio station KORB.
The okay.
Corb. The Corb.
Go on.
That is what he was doing in 2000 when he heard a disc jockey offer listeners a six-figure payout if they tattooed the Hard Rock FM station's call letters and logo on their forehead. Now, if you say, I'm going to pay you six figures to do this, and somebody does it... Don't pick your nose, please.
I was itching inside of it.
And no, somebody does that...
Dick?
Can you just say, oh, we were kidding? Like, you said you were going to do that, right?
Sure.
So, is that legal? Is that illegal? I don't know.
I don't know.
Winkleman and his equally gullible stepson, Richard Goddard, promptly took themselves down to the local tattoo shop in the decision that would change their lives. When they emerged, they each had the words Quad City Rocker and 93 Rock etched permanently into their foreheads. They then went to the station to collect their cash and were confronted with the horrifying truth. The call had been a practical joke, a silly radio stunt, and the station had no intention of paying up.
Whoa.
So that's... I don't see how you can do that legally. Like, you say... I mean, I get pranks are pranks and stuff, but... Like, they... I don't know. Is it the people that are dumb because they went and tattooed it? If someone was like, I'm going to give you $100,000... That's what? Six figures, right? I'm going to give you $100,000 if you tattoo the Jam Hole logo on your forehead. And then someone does. And then you're like, oh, I was totally just kidding. Like, they could sue you for that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you totally were leading them to believe something. And they, it wasn't like, you know, something silly. Like, that's permanent.
Yeah.
You told somebody you would pay them six figures to get a tattoo on their forehead. Like, that's permanent. You know, that's damage. That's going to affect jaws. You know, a lot of shit. You could get a divorce. Your wife will never want to kiss you again because of that faggot shit.
Yeah, that's...
Justin Fan says, at least it's not as bad as having a fish tattooed on your left arm. True that, chicky babe.
Wow, why is that not awesome?
No, fish is cool.
Yeah.
If you're a dude.
Or if you just love fishing. Or if you've won a lot of money catching those fish, so eat me.
Burger says, did Danny run out of those nose wipes I sent her?
I never use them.
Of course.
I use them for my asshole.
Nice.
No, I'm kidding. I don't
know. Yeah, the call's a practical joke. Winkleman and Goddard sued, claiming that the station had sought to have listeners permanently marked so they could be, quote, publicly scorned and ridiculed for their greed and lack of common sense. Now, I think his reason was off. Like, you can't say that that's why. They didn't want to publicly scorn and ridicule you for being greedy. Maybe for your lack of common sense because you actually did it. But if a respectable radio station says we're going to pay you to do this and you do it, I don't know, man. I think they have to pay you, you know? Especially for that. It's a tattoo on your fucking forehead of the radio station? Yeah.
I think so.
You're going to pay me whatever advertising prices you're charging or just pay me the six figures, you know? And at least one of them needs to be above zero. So, within months of filing, Winkleman dismissed the complaint. Goddard's case was later dismissed by a judge because he failed to show up to court. You think you would maybe show up to that court hearing, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would try and make an appearance.
It might have been the end of the matter, but Winkleman was arrested on Thursday night on a misdemeanor charge. Police snapped his mugshot. It found its way onto the internet, of course, where it swiftly went viral. Since Winkleman got the tattoo, KORB has changed both its call letters and its format. It is now an adult contemporary station known as KQCS, the Star, 93.5.
Blech.
You know what I listen to on 93.5? My
your
fucking tuner.
iPod shit.
No, my
your
droid.
Your droid,
get
yeah.
it straight.
Sorry.
Fucking A.
Forgot.
That's right.
I listen to mine on 88.5.
So if you're local, you stay the fuck off of my 93.5 this time.
Yeah, they don't,
you can have 88.1
I drive by
back.
People every fucking day where it's like some like... some stupid ass country shit.
Yep.
Or something, I don't know, just...
And then they get, like, an earful of, fuck you, you stupid fuck, shit, cunt, fuck.
I know. It's always really fun to me to think that you're hearing this.
Right. All right, well, speaking of stupid fucking people, here's... this has kind of been floating around the internet for a day or two. It's about a basic religion test and how it's completely stumping most Americans.
Okay.
Because we're all fucking retarded. We have such highly regarded religious beliefs, but we don't know shit about what we believe in. We only know what the pastors say. Believe in God, go to heaven. We don't know fucking shit after that. Americans, by all measures, are a deeply religious people, of course, unfortunately, but they are also deeply ignorant about religion. Researchers...
Most people are.
Fucking A. Then why do you believe in it? So, oh, it's called faith. We don't have to know. Right. It's faith. It's belief, right? Researchers from the Independent Pew Forum thought something stank.
I love it when people say that and they haven't even read the Bible.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's faith.
I
believe in God. I don't have to read the Bible to believe in God, okay?
That's right.
Seriously, get the background first.
Get the cliff notes at least.
Right.
Watch the fucking movie.
Right. God.
The Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life phoned more than 3,400 Americans and asked them 32 questions about the Bible, Christianity, and other world religions, famous religious figures, and the constitutional principles governing religion in public life. On average, people who took the survey answered half of the questions totally fucking wrong.
Nice.
And many flubbed even questions about their own faith. Wah, wah. Yes, it is actually illegal for Catholic priests to fuck little kids. You may not think that because of how they're handled, but yes, that is actually illegal.
Yeah, Berger says there was a report that atheists know more about religion than most religious people.
We have to.
Because we research it and realize why we don't want to believe in that
shit. No, that's not why. That's maybe a little bit. But most of it is because we have to deal with these idiots that are in all these religious groups. So when we debate them, we have to know. We can't just know about Christianity.
Yeah.
We have to know about Hinduism and Muslims and fucking
Judaism. But the thing is,
Judaism,
for me,
we have to know it all.
Once I found out what all these religions were based on and all that, when I took my, you know, my skeptic little mind and put it to work, and I was like, this is all based on a bunch of lies. That, yeah, I wanted to be an atheist. I didn't want to believe in anything. There's no point in fucking religion after you know it's all bullshit.
Especially when you're shady about indoctrinating your kids into your religion before they know what's going on.
That's some shady shit, right? That is fucking ridiculous.
That's shady fucking shit.
That is shady shit. That is bull shady shit.
You scare them into it before they know, and then pretty soon it sticks with you.
Dude, my father fought with my mother when I was born about getting me baptized. He refused to have me baptized. And then,
well, I'm baptized just in case.
When my brother was born,
you never know, right?
When my brother was born, my dad was like, fine, you can have the second one.
Look how that happened.
So my brother was baptized Christian. I was not.
Well,
I was baptized.
If God is real, I'll be hanging out with him in heaven.
Yeah, I'll just be rotting down here with worms and stuff, doing my thing. Nah, dude, I don't think, you know, we're all just a collective energy. We'll just maybe move on. I have no idea. Who knows? We'll find out.
One day.
It's an adventure.
Yuck. We're totally out of weed, by the way.
Who's we?
Me and the mouse in my pocket.
Okay, because I don't care.
Me and the billions of microorganisms that make up my awesome body. That's who.
Lyricow says he believes in God. He says, I'm enlightened. I just don't believe in the humanized version of God that you do.
Hey, don't bring me into this. I don't believe in that bullshit either, so.
Well, I believe in me.
I believe in the Jam Hole.
Yes.
Jam Hole Church for life.
Pray to us.
So, yeah, those who scored the highest were atheists and agnostics, as well as two religious minorities, the Jews and the Mormons.
Mm.
The results were the same even after the researchers controlled for factors like age and racial differences. Quote, even after all these other factors, including education, are taken into account, atheists and agnostics, Jews and Mormons, still outperform all the other religious groups in our survey. That finding might surprise some, but not Dave Silverman, the president of American Atheists, an advocacy group for non-believers. Quote, I've heard many times that atheists know more about religion than religious people. Atheism is an effect of that knowledge, not a lack of knowledge. I gave a Bible to my daughter. That's how you make atheists. Fucking A, dude. That's awesome. Among the topics covered in the survey were, where was Jesus born? Bethlehem? What is Ramadan? That's the Jewish New Year? No,
Ramadan
is, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I am ignorant. Whose writings inspired the Protestant Reformation? That was Luther, right? Which biblical figure led the Exodus from Egypt? That was Moses. What religion is the Dalai Lama? He's kind of doing his own thing, isn't he? No, the Dalai Lama is Muslim? Hinduism? I don't know.
I don't know.
Joseph Smith, he's the Mormon leader. Mother Teresa, Catholic. In most cases, the format was multiple choice. Oh, dude, I would ace that shit if it was multiple choice.
Multiple choice,
fuck,
that's
dude.
Bullshit.
I was just pulling it out of my head. The researchers said that the questionnaire was designed to represent a breadth of knowledge about religion, but was not intended to be regarded as a list of the most essential facts about the subject. Most of the questions were easy, but a few were difficult enough to discern which respondents were highly knowledgeable. So, and most of your questions were easy, on top of that being multiple choice, and still most of you got it wrong?
That's fucked
up.
Wow,
guys. Wow. And that's your shit. That's
like,
your
I ain't never
steez.
Read the Bible.
That's your shit, though.
I don't
though.
Need to learn all them big words.
You put all stuff. Your faith into this thing you know completely shit about. And that's fucking sad, dude. That's why I wrote that Rhymes in the Rain song about that blind faith. If I tried, I couldn't find a bigger waste of space. I'm telling you. I've told you. I'll tell you later. So, on questions about the Bible and Christianity, the groups that answered the most right were Mormons and white evangelical Protestants. Interesting. On questions about world religions like Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Judaism, the groups that did the best were atheists, agnostics, and Jews. One finding that may grab the attention of policymakers is that most Americans wrongly believe that anything having to do with religion is prohibited in public schools. An overwhelming 89% of respondents asked whether public school teachers are permitted to lead a class in prayer, correctly answered no. That is something they cannot do in public schools. But the students can have their own little groups. Yeah. It just cannot be led by the school
staff
leaders.
Members,
exactly.
Right.
The faculty.
That's illegal. You can't. It's like,
but
when I go, you know what? Okay, like I was watching, was it Trauma in the ER or whatever on the Discovery Health? And this kind of pissed me off. There's the doctor in there that's trying to take care of this car crash victim or whatever. And he goes out to the family and the guy is like in some kind of a coma or whatever and trying to pull through. And he goes out to the family and he's talking about, you know, the progress and all this shit and, you know, what are his odds and blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, and also, you know, just pray. It doesn't hurt to pray. That actually, he's like, praying helps.
MC Hammer said it, man. That's
why
we pray.
But you are a fucking medical doctor. Are you serious?
One of the doctors here does that.
You're
she got in trouble
them
for it.
That praying is going to help somehow. How the fuck do your prayers help this guy's brain from swelling out of his fucking head? That pisses me off beyond belief.
It doesn't, but it gives them a piece of...
You should never bring religion into your fucking profession.
It gives them a piece of mind that somebody cares for them and that...
Well,
hey,
show them that you care in another way. I don't like it when, you know... When you're ahead
ask,
of a profession.
Definitely. They should ask. You can't just go in there and be like, okay, so we're going to pray now and that's that. Like, no, you have to ask, especially in America, because there's so many different religions.
Well, you need not to bring religion into your workplace, one, or, you know.
Well, if you work at a church.
Well, then that's your thing, man.
Uh-huh.
You don't count because you don't pay taxes, so fuck you. But, no, you know, in schools and in hospitals, places like that where people have to come in and out of all the fucking time, people that run it shouldn't harp about religion, okay? They should not. Like, I know a buddy of mine who had to go to the hospital here, cracked a joke about abortion. The doctor is pro-life, okay? And completely got so pissed off about the whole ordeal that doctor won't even treat my friend if he goes to the fucking ER.
That's illegal.
That should be kept out.
That's against the Hippocratic Oath, right?
Yeah,
you have to
bullshit.
Help people that need it.
He's very religious and is all pro-life and blah, 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 Jesus freak type of deal. That needs to be taken out of public places like hospitals and schools and things. That should never fucking happen. Just because somebody cracks a joke about something and you get all butthurt about it doesn't mean that you should deny them service. Okay?
Right.
That is fucked up. I hate religion. I fucking hate it.
I'm glad that you hate it so much, but the only things you know about it are what you hear here. Like,
no.
Everything I hear out of your mouth is something I've said at one point in time, but kind of jumbled. It's kind of funny.
No, my father had a nice helping hand.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. My mom wanted me to go to church and, you know, do all that stuff, and my cousins went to Sunday school and all that shit, and my dad let me go to Sunday school once or twice to see how it was, and then, you know, brought me back and sat me down. And my dad even bought me those little Precious Moments Bibles to sit there and read them with me.
Nice.
So he can point out the flaws and why this was messed up. And, you know, he's like, you know, choose for yourself. He's like, I don't believe in it. He's like, you know, I believe there's something. My dad's not completely atheist or anything like that. You know, he believes there's something. He just don't know what. So he sat down and we read the Bible and we did all this stuff together, all that, you know, religious crap and whatever. And he's just like, you know, figure it out for yourself. He's like, I don't believe in it. He's like, I'm not going to send you to Sunday school. I'm not going to make you go to church. He's like, that's stupid. And plus, he had a really bad experience with a priest.
Nice.
So,
did your dad get fucked by a priest?
No.
Touched by an angel?
No.
Molested by Jesus?
No.
No?
No. His uncle.
Kitty!
My dad's uncle or
fuck
somebody.
Fuck that cat up.
was a priest and sent, he had a package sent to my dad's parents' house because I guess he couldn't get it shipped to his house, and my dad's parents opened it and it was just fucking disgusting, nasty ass porn, like the most disgusting porn you could think of.
Nice.
And my dad's like, that just ruins it right there for me. He's like, I'm just sick of this. He's like, you guys are just all a bunch of fucking lies. So
yep.
So yeah.
Well, it's like what I wrote about in the show notes for Friday's show. I don't know. It was one of the recent show notes about that Catholic priest that got in trouble with that kid, and the kid's like in his 40s now.
Yeah.
And he was molesting the kids like in the fucking rectory, in the confessional booth. And it's like, these are supposed to be holy places, right?
Right.
So if the people preaching the holiness of this area and of all of these, you know, holy sacraments, if they're able to just desecrate it like that, then it's got to be bullshit. Yeah. It has to be, because that's, you're the one telling us that this is holy, and then your fucking kid's right there in this holy place. Like, that's fucked
in
up.
In their holy place.
In their fucking holy place. Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
But yeah, I was brought up to, you know, so, you do what you want, okay? That's what it is.
Fewer than one of four knew that a public school teacher is permitted to read from the Bible as an example of literature. And only about one-third knew that a public school teacher is permitted to offer a class comparing the world's religions. It's called theology.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Smith said, or excuse me, the survey's authors conclude that there was, quote, widespread confusion about the line between teaching and preaching.
There is a fine line. Yeah. Very fine.
Mr. Smith said the survey appeared to be the first comprehensive effort at assessing the basic religious knowledge, or lack thereof, of the Americans. So, it is impossible to tell whether they are more or less informed than in the past. So, here's some interesting tidbits from the survey. 53% of Protestants, more than half,
right,
could not identify Martin Luther as the man who started the Protestant Reformation, which I said. 45% of Catholics did not know that their church teaches that the consecrated bread and wine and Holy Communion are not merely symbols, but actually become the body and blood of Christ. At some point when they hit your tongue, they transmogrify or transmorph, or whatever you want to call it, into flesh and blood. That's some sick ass zombie shit.
Yeah,
fuckers. 43% of Jews did not know that Maimonides, one of the foremost rabbinical authorities and philosophers, was actually Jewish. The question about Maimonides was the one that the fewest people answered correctly, but of course 51% knew that Joseph Smith was Mormon because of the great South Park episode, probably, and 82% knew that Mother Teresa was Roman Catholic. So, you're all believing in retarded bullshit, and the people that are preaching you that retarded bullshit don't even believe it. They do not actually practice what they preach. So, open your eyes and figure it out for yourselves. Thanks.
Thanks.
A mother, moving on before we get out of here, a mother suffering from alcohol abuse hurled her two young children from their fourth floor apartment in Tel Aviv before leaping to the ground herself. All three survived the fall, but were seriously injured. Stunned neighbors report hearing cries from the children as they lay on the ground after the fall. Four stories, so 40 feet? 40-foot fall? Tossed? I don't know, man. You have a better chance if you jumped, I think. But
I was just watching Discovery Health today.
Of course you were.
Of course I was. There was a guy who was on a dirt bike and fell 60 feet. The doctor said, you know, he's even lucky to be alive. He's like, most people that fall 25 feet die.
Right.
You know, depending on how they land and shit. Right. He's like, you know, falling that far, that's a pretty harsh fall.
That's crazy. Especially when your mom tosses you out. Like,
fucking
fuck,
A.
Dude. If you wanted us to leave, you could have just kicked us out the normal way. But I guess in Tel Aviv, you know, got to do it over the top.
Just throw them.
Megan cool. David Adam, paramedics evacuated a 5-year-old boy in moderate to serious condition and a 4-year-old girl in moderate condition to the Tel Aviv Medical Center. The boy, who sustained a head injury, has been sedated and placed on a ventilator. The woman, she was hospitalized in serious condition, underwent surgery for numerous injuries sustained in the fall. Despite her wounds, she was fully conscious throughout the incident. The woman told police on the scene that she had intended to kill her two children and commit suicide. Speaking from her hospital bed after the incident, the girl said her mother had cried out her father's name as she threw the children out of the apartment. That is pretty fucking awesome.
It's pretty fucked up.
Totally intoxicated, of course. So, lucky you. And last one here for tonight, episode 406.
406.
Our area code.
Can't wait till we do 941, because that's my old area code.
Well, cool. The princess birthday cake for a three-year-old girl was one of the few things left untouched after a brawl that police said involved 75 people at a hall in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Damn.
A three-year-old's birthday party, and y'all started a fucking brawl. That is awesome. Some 150 people were at the order of the fraternal, were at a party at the Fraternal Order of Eagles Hall when the fight started. Several police jurisdictions were called in to quell the fighting. When officers arrived there, it was a pretty intense fight going on inside. They actually had to wait until they got back up in order to make entry because there were so many people throwing bottles and chairs. They actually had to wait.
Start over? Because that's ridiculous. Well, a three-year-old's birthday? Come on.
The hall was rented out, and the fraternal organization's membership was not involved. Quote, we got caught up in a family feud. Fucking family feud, man. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
That was probably before, who's the guy that hosts that now? It's not Drew Carey. He's Price is Right. What's that? The fuck's his name? He used to be kind of funny on TV. I don't know. Anyway, we got caught up in the family feud. Members cleaned up the shards of glass and damaged chairs in a table Tuesday, adding that his organization may revisit its policies on rentals. Yeah. The party organizers brought their own alcohol. Interesting.
BYOB.
The fight apparently broke out between the birthday girl's father and... Who do you think?
Mother.
Mother's boyfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yep. And her mother's boyfriend.
Well, that'll happen.
That will happen. Please, especially with alcohol involved.
That's why
absolutely.
I can never get with a guy who has a child, because there
That's
will
right.
be another bitch in his life forever.
Forever. And you're too jealous of a cunt to deal with that.
I am.
I know. It's okay. Annoying.
Well, how could you go to a fucking birthday of your child, you know, that
well, you see
child.
It in, you see it portrayed in movies all the time. Like, the beaten down father is going to pick up the kids, and the kids are like not wanting to go because the stepdad is like the cool guy, and he's his friend, and he gives them things and fucks mom really well, and you know, like,
I just don't like the whole split thing. Like, I don't know. I just don't.
I don't like that I have to raise this nigga's fucking baby.
Yeah.
Like, where's that nigga at? Why don't he come and raise his baby?
I wouldn't do that.
I don't want it.
Do that.
If I wanted one, I would have knocked up some bitch. You know. That's
exactly.
all.
That's why I don't go after people with kids. Can't do it.
That's right. Sorry, guys and girls.
There's not many of us left. So
I mean,
I'm not letting go of you. Sorry.
Well, that's fine. Just make room. 15 people were injured in the melee, with at least 5 hospitalized, including one person who required surgery to the eye due to a cut from a beer bottle. The cops said beer bottles were the primary weapons used in the bloody melee. One person in the back threw as many bottles as he could find. That's so awesome. There was like 30 children in there.
That's
like,
great.
Birthday party, right?
Yeah.
And adults like talking glass beer bottles at each other. That's cool, man. Lead by example, guys. I'm telling you. Good job. You're doing a good job. Doing a damn good job. Fucking A. All right. Well, anything else before we get the feck out of here?
I love you.
Awesome. I am hungry. Why don't you go start cooking? Email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Thejamhole.com/donate. Help us pay some bills because we are fucking broke, man.
So broke.
So broke. So you don't even know how broke we are. And I get paid soon, and I'm totally broke again.
I just got paid, and I'm still broke.
Help us out, man. You guys got some cash. $5, $10, $20, whatever. Every
send
little
it.
Bit helps. We definitely need it. If you can't send money, thejamhole.com/PO Box, send us a postcard. We'll stick it to the wall and pretend like we're eating. It'll be cool. So, thejamhole.com/404. All the pictures are up. I'm getting all the footage to McNally. We'll have a beautiful video of that live show and the whole week. Again, thank you guys. I can't even stress this enough. Like, thank you so much for how much fun that was. Like, I had such a great time that whole week. So, and thejamhole.com/pics, P-I-C-S, if you want to see the actual pictures and albums.
Right.
And all the other shit we've done. There's fucking, there's like grip albums in there,
oh,
dude.
Yeah.
I had to
I'm in like half of them, which is kind of cool.
I had to buy more Google space for my Picasa gallery because I was getting over that gig they give you free. And I love it so much, like how they have it set up.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. And
nice.
If you have an Android phone, shows up in there. In your
That's
picture
cool.
gallery without even being on your phone.
Nice.
Good stuff. But
you
yeah,
have
there's
a lot of picks.
There's truck camping. There's the 250 show. There's the sweatshop union show me and Braden went to. There's so much shit in there. Just, you know, poke around. Lots of cool pictures. I am a amateur photographer and photo editor, so they are lovely on the eyes. If you enjoy the clouds and sunsets we have here in the Big Sky Country, I have like 3 or 4 clouds in the sky pics that are just awesome. So, yeah, check that shit out.
Okay.
TheJamHole.com/YouTube/Twitter/Facebook. Join all our shit. Follow us, stalk us, all that. And, yeah, send us stories if you find something you think we'd want to talk about or make fun of or whatever, personal or otherwise. Email, of course, is info@TheJamHole.com. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. You can text my cell, 406-848-1739. And, yeah, we'll see you guys on Friday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.